Fear is the day that isn't ordinary. It is not the alarm clock and the coffee and the work. It is not this morning when I read poems and had time to shave the hair growing from the backs of my knees. For a long time, I watched a sparrow shoveling water out of the bird bath, using his bill like the bucket of a bulldozer. I ate apples I pulled from the tree. This morning I watched the news. I saw the kennels we've built to hold the others, the children, and the mothers, and the fathers. And I know that I can decide I don't want to travel, which is another way to lose. I can afford to stay in one place. It is a luxury to call a home, home. To see your name on a gravestone. To know the local words for first light and water and help. To look at the apple's skin and not see a map or a shroud. I know where I belong, at least some of the time. I know there is a jar parked on a mountain high above the border between Arizona and Mexico. It holds notes, the voices of hikers and stargazers who followed a canyon wren off the trail. It is full of the ordinary past, weather, dates, names. Nothing special, nothing like what those bodies hold crossing below it. Sometimes, on an ordinary day, I think of the fact of it, hovering over the desert like its own country. Those dispersals, casually trusted to the earth, the way we offer bits of ourselves to the air when we sing.